it's heartbreaking for the girls and how well they played. The effort was there, but just a couple things, especially in the fourth quarter when it was a tight game for the longest time, that really came back to haunt you in the end, the free throw misses and the turnovers.
Yeah, we did a good job of taking care of the basketball for the most part, better than we've looked all season. You know, the first two times we played Colby, they jumped out to a big lead because their press gave us trouble. But tonight, it didn't really faze us as much as it did the first two times. And like you said, man, the free throws, we were 4 out of 18, what I had in my books. I don't know the official number, but it was, you know, when you miss 14 free throws and only lose by 9 points, you know, there's opportunities there. And it was a closer game. You know, we had to foul in the end. They made some free throws. Could have came out a different outcome if we took care of the ball and did our business at the charity stripe.
You guys had the first quarter lead of 5-4. Then it was just a 15-11 halftime deficit, down by one going in the fourth quarter. Had the three-point lead, and that ended up being your biggest lead. On the other side, Colby only had a four-point lead for their max for most of that fourth quarter before their late free throws. But you had some big play in that first half from a couple of players that had been struggling from the field for most of the season. In that first half, he had 5 big points from Samantha Garcia, and she looked like a different player underneath there tonight.
Yeah, she did. She's letting me trust her a lot more on the offensive end. She made a couple big mistakes in the fourth quarter. You know, she hadn't got a lot of that playing time in her career, tight games, fourth quarter, and she threw the ball away a couple times, and so I couldn't put her back in the game. But she started us off, and we need someone to do that every game, to step up, put the ball in the hoop, and answer that call for us. You know, the best thing tonight, I got to give Taylor Goodman a lot of credit.
Yes.
You know, we put her on their best player, number two, Brinley Terrell, and held her to 4 points. She made 2 late free throws, so I get 6 points, but frustrated her all night. And when she shot late in the game, when they were down, you know, they weren't really close. And that's just due to tough defense that she saw all night long. And so Taylor Goodman, Nancy Wiebe, those are two girls that play their hearts out tonight.
Yes, they did. Lady Beaver coach Shelby Crawford joining us here post-game. Scott City losing it tonight here by the count of 34-25. And, you know, kind of going into tonight, other than, you know, how the first two games played out, losing by 25 and 31. And I think definitely you would have taken it being down by one in late stages of the fourth quarter.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we knew we had a good chance. With a full lineup, but Kiana Yeager's not all the way healthy. She didn't play a lot of minutes, but just getting Nicole in the lineup and that toughness, you know, that was the difference in the first two games in this game. We just played tougher, and our practices have been tougher. Everything's been tougher since Nicole Lotta's been back, and she does a lot of things, you know, not a lot in the stat book tonight, but just gives us toughness, and that's going to make us that much more competitive in games and hopefully squeak some out at the end of the year.
Maybe one of those opportunities is Tuesday night. You have Holcomb at home, and Holcomb had to rally in the fourth quarter to win over Ulysses 58-51. But, you know, definitely you got 3 games left in the season. You're 3-14, but definitely some winnable games down the stretch.
Yeah, we came through that stretch where we played number 2, number 3, and number 2 back-to-back-to-back. And we've been looking forward and building for this end stretch. And hopefully we surprise someone like we did last year. You know, we're expecting to win the last 3 games. You know, no one's expecting us looking in, but as a team, we're expecting to win. We've taken strides the last few games, and we're learning every game and applying it to the court, and that's why there's about a 20-point swing in the times we played Colby before and this time.
All right, Lady Beavers falling tonight, 34-25. Coach Crawford, as always, we appreciate the time, and have a good weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Adam. See ya.